To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
It is time to talk about some wonderful secrets to looking younger. 10, as a matter of fact, right, David? So we need to jump right in so we can fit in all 10.
It's a good thing I had my coffee. I'm doing great, but we better talk fast. We got 10.
Okay, give us number one.
one of the greatest things you can do is stand up straight.
Okay, I'm sitting up straight
silly.
Now.
You should. No, it sounds silly, but as we get older, we start slumping over our shoulders, and most people don't even realize it. So one of the tricks I like to say is when you're walking, turn your thumbs outward. And I know it feels awkward at first because it's not normal, but it forces your back or your shoulders to go back. And so if you'll do that, it'll quickly become a habit, and all of a sudden you look more confident, and it'll help you look younger. Because as you noticed, as people get older, they often shrug their shoulders.
That is very true, especially from, you know, sitting at the computer like I tend to do. All right, what do we got next?
How about a good night's sleep? Something we don't often get to do.
I love a good night's sleep. I make that a priority. We've talked about that.
three or 4 hours, whatever I need, right?
Oh, no. Come on. 7 to 8, right?
7 to 8 hours is exactly what you want to get. Most people don't get it. And I got to tell you, as a parent, you probably can relate to this. We like to stay up late because all of a sudden the phones aren't ringing. The kids are in bed and it's our only quiet time. But you're doing yourself more harm. So getting a good night's sleep is so important.
So true. All right, let's talk about hair color. I want to say for the first time in about 5 years, I have no color in my hair at all, no highlights, no nothing. And I'm
really?
Actually enjoying it.
Wait, I mean, that's your natural color. You look great.
I'm
that's natural.
Lucky I have brown, but in the sun, there's tons of like penny copper highlights. And people are like, oh, who did your hair? I'm like, I swear, it's natural. It's very strange. Although I keep thinking maybe a couple blonde. I'm like, no, because I just want to, you know, stay simple. But tell us about what you think about hair color.
Well, I will tell you, I am one who gray has started to come in early because I like to think I'm young, but it's been happening to me for a number of years. And a lot of our listeners suffer from that. So I, as much as I'm against a lot of the hazardous chemicals, I am somebody who believes in coloring your hair. It will help you look younger. So hide the gray. If your hair is naturally a lighter color, go with that lighter color. I'm guilty of this. Sometimes I wanted to look darker and had somebody help color it darker. But when the gray came in, it was so obvious. And so you could tell it was done. And so letting your hair be as natural or close to your natural color as possible, but there's no harm in touching up, especially if you could do just the roots without having to do your whole head of hair, minimizing your exposure to some of the chemical. So it's something. Let me jump to what we're talking hair is hairstyle. Longer hair can actually make you look a little tired and worn down, mainly because you have all kinds of dry ends or split ends. And so if you can use a shorter hairstyle, you're going to eliminate the damaged hair and have more bouncy of a look, giving a more youthful appearance. If you haven't noticed, my hair's been getting shorter the past few weeks. I keep getting trimmed shorter and shorter.
I know. My hair keeps getting longer and longer, but I like to be able to pull it back. But there's sometimes that I used to have a cute little bob and I would put little barrettes in it and it was adorable. But now I'm kind of loving the long hair. So I'm gonna wait. I keep wanting to go, but
I never did that. I'll admit my hair was never in a bob, no barrettes.
All right. What about makeup? I think sometimes people put on too much makeup and that can age you as well. Right, David?
I'm going to tell you, there's two times I see women wear too much makeup. That is when they're just hitting their teens or a little bit into their teens and they're allowed to wear makeup for the first time. Girls seem to do it thinking they look older. Then it seems more balanced throughout life, but then it comes back again. And women want to hide some of their imperfections or wrinkles by covering it up. And actually, that makeup can seep into those wrinkles and actually highlight them. So it's often better to use less. You want to hide imperfections and highlight your perfect areas or highlight your features. And so makeup is not meant to hide it. So quit caking it on. I'll tell you one I need to do update our glasses. And I don't mean our drinking glasses.
Oh, yeah, I need to do that. Oh, that could be fun, too.
Well, let's go with coffee mugs when we talk glasses. No. When your glasses, let's face it, once we hit 40, we all need them. At least so I'm told when you hit there.
Yes, I do have mine.
No, I do, too.
I'm just not wearing them right now.
I'm well into my 40s and I can't read a menu without them. But what happens is our eyes change and we have to update the lenses. You need to do the same with the frames. And a lot of people want to save money, and glasses are so cheap these days, you don't need to worry about it. You can keep in style. So don't let your frames give away your age or the decade. As you change your prescription, update the lens or the frames and stay in style.
Yeah, I do have to admit, I do love those cat eye glasses from the 60s my mom used to wear. Those are super fun, so I do like those.
I'm staying quiet because I don't see them on me. In the 60s, I'll have to look those up.
How about your smile? Brightening your smile.
Okay, we all know I love my coffee, and a lot of people drink sodas, but based on the foods we eat and over time, what happens to our great white teeth is they start to have a slight tint to it. And so the greatest thing you can do is have a brighter smile is to go get a teeth lightening, whether you do it yourself, whether you go to the dentist, but you want to quit staining your foods, reverse some of the damage, and then watch as much as you intake. One of the great things if you're going to drink soda or some of these dark colored drinks is use a straw. Get it past your teeth. And so you want to avoid staining the teeth or reverse it. So my favorite is just go to the dentist, let them do a quick treatment, and the results are unbelievable. You're going to erase 10 years in one sitting.
See, I need to do that because I eat a lot of dark chocolate and berries. You know what? I know you work with some celebrities and such. Any tips or tricks that you learned from them in all of this?
Everything on the list.
Oh, okay.
Well, truly, diet makes a big difference, and everything we're mentioning here, because you're right, we do work with a lot of celebrities, or I do, and they've got to get up at early morning and act all day, and it's not as easy as people think. But diet and sleep are probably the biggest things, and some exercise, and they incorporate to give them the energy they need to get through the day and to look their best, and everything we're hitting here, because you know, you're having a face in the public, you want to look your best. But we
exactly.
All do, don't we?
All right, let's talk about, we do. Let's talk about dressing from head to toe.
Well, okay, I'm probably out of style here.
Yeah.
I need to update my wardrobe a little more often. Yeah, good thing. I dress for radio. No, I often wear jeans. As a guy, I probably don't have a fashion sense. Thank you. That's because I have jeans and any shirt will match them, so I'm pretty much safe. But truly is to start avoid baggy clothes. Wear clothes that fit you right. I was guilty of it as I lost weight. I would continue wearing baggy clothes because I was used to trying to hide my weight. But now that I'm losing, truly, I continued that bad habit. And by wearing tighter fitting clothes, you're showing off that you have lost the weight. Use clothes that'll accent you. It's probably a better word. The other is use colors that fit into the season and into the style. So I need to get rid of some of my old stuff that looks like it's from the 70s, maybe.
You got those bell bottoms hanging around.
Don't be making fun.
Oh no, I love bell bottoms. You know, all that stuff comes back, you know. Speaking of bell bottoms, what about updating your shoes? You know, I mean, you don't want, unless you got you got the platform shoes, we're in trouble, right? Or maybe not. Everything comes back.
It comes back. But you and I have talked. If you want to know a woman's true age, look at her hands. We all take care of our face, but not our hands. Right. So if you want to know someone and take a look at their outfit. They may be dressing phenomenal. They may have done everything we've listed so far, but if they've got outdated shoes, it's the same thing. It reflects an outdated appearance. Maybe your shoes just need to shine. Us guys wear dress shoes, but if we either get dull or scratched, do you take care of them? So you want to look groomed, and that includes your shoes. Keep them shined, keep them in style, and it'll keep you looking good.
Well, you know, it's funny. I only wear two kinds of shoes. One are tennis shoes or sneakers. The other are mountain boots because I'm always in the woods or walking around. All right, taking care of our skin, number 10. We just got a little bit of time left, David,
okay.
But we talk about this all the time.
My prescription for youth. It cleanses and exfoliate the skin, hydrate the skin, and use an eye cream designed for the gentle eye area because that is different than the rest of your face. These 10 things, you can look younger instantly.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, I have to say, just doing all these things have made a big difference. I think the only thing I haven't done is getting my teeth whitened. So I'm just going to have to do that because even though we're on the radio, people see me everywhere else all the time. Let me see, David. Let me see those pearly whites. Well, as always, you can do so many great things to look younger. Remember these great 10 secrets, and you can always come back and listen again on Radio MD. I'm Lisa Davis, along with David Pollack, Beauty Inside Out. Thank you so much. Stay well.